Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
And we're sort of staying with this story to an extent, because ahead of RTE's incoming Director General, Kevin Backhurst, taking up his post on Monday, he met with union representatives earlier today as he commits to restoring trust in the organisation. Chair of the NUJ Dublin Broadcasting Branch and RTE's education correspondent, Emma O'Kelly, joins us now. Emma, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Can you tell us, what did you make of today's meeting?
Sarah, I was very heartened by the meeting. I thought it was very positive. Kevin Backhurst made a number of commitments to us. He said he was going to work to bring about cultural change across the organisation. He said he wanted to begin the work of rebuilding trust with our viewing public. And he said he wanted to work with staff and their representatives in order to do that. So, like, I can only say welcome, welcome, welcome to all of that. In the immediate future, he said next week, as we know, on Monday, he's going to make a series of announcements. We await those announcements. We want to have a plan, but there is a huge amount of trepidation as well about what is going to be announced. But Kevin Backhurst also said that he wants to start walking the campus, visiting the regions as well, not just the campus in Dublin, meeting staff and colleagues and listening to them. So that is all good. I could not possibly disagree with any of that. It is, you know, music to my ears.
Is there anything in particular staff really want or need to see from what Kevin Backhurst has to say next Monday?
Well, we want a plan. We need a plan. We need leadership. He said he was going to, you know, change the leadership at the top of the organization. We need to see that. The things that we are afraid of, or workers across the organization are afraid of, is, you know, are there going to be job losses in the future? So there's a lot of fear as well. Kevin Backhurst talked about changing the culture, changing the way we work, wanting all of this to be a catalyst for change. That is all good, and we wish him well. But obviously, the devil is in the detail of all that. I mean, we, the ordinary workers in RTE, have been, you know, to say as strongly as we can over the past weeks that we are committed to our public service remit, and that's the road that we hope that Kevin Backhurst will take.
It's been another very difficult week, Emma, for staff at RTE, and perhaps another difficult week to come. Again, next week we'll see how things go. But can you just give us an insight into morale at the station?
Well, morale, you can imagine, and you probably know as well as I do, Sarah. I mean, I wasn't on campus on Tuesday, but I heard from two different sources that people were in tears. Some people were in tears. Morale is very, very low. But one thing that I said to Kevin Backhurst today was, I have never seen morale so low, even before all this happened. We've been talking a lot about the them and us culture. You know, there has been a real sense across the organisation, as I say, with ordinary people working in the organisation, that there were big problems that needed to be addressed, and to an extent, what has happened over the past weeks has been like a dam bursting for many of us. So while, obviously, this has had a huge impact on morale. Morale, we were not in a good place to start with. But then on top of that, of course, you have all these, you know, just awful things like, you know, spending €5,000 on flip-flops, all the cars, all the, you know, the clubs, the Soho clubs, all that. Of course, we, like the public, are disgusted and very, very upset. And also people are afraid and concerned.
So then finally, dare I say it, from that meeting that you had with Kevin Backhurst today, perhaps some hope?
Well, yes, I would hope so. I mean, you know, Kevin Backhurst said a number of things. He also said that he believes in public service broadcasting. Again, that they may sound like words, but those words are important to hear. Now, also, we did talk at the meeting as well about the way we are funded. And again, Kevin Backhurst agrees, you know, what he said was that the way we're funded raises issues. And I agree with him there. And, you know, I absolutely trust his bona fides. Coming into this very, very difficult leadership role. And we would also want to say to governments, you know, we need them to help as well. And we need government to not delay on developing a proper and sustainable funding model for RTE. Because if you look at everything that has come out over the past 2 weeks, it's clear to us that some people at the top of this organisation lost sight of that public service remit that has to be at the core of everything that we do, and commercial interests were dominating. Mm. But that, of course, was happening because we were absolutely floundering for public funding. So that is a nettle that has to be grasped by government if RTE is to come through this. And Kevin Backhurst's task will be impossible unless he has the government behind him in this one.
Thank you very much for joining us this evening. That's Emma O'Kelly, RTE's education correspondent and also chair of the NUJ Dublin Broadcasting Branch.